As one of his first actions in office, President Trump signed an executive order granting his approval for the completion of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Then, on January 31st, the Army Corps of Engineers announced they'd grant the final permit. The next day, about 100 protesters clashed with Morton County Police. 23-year-old Northern Arapaho member Michael Lott from Wyoming was among them and told me the story of his arrest.
That morning, a group of water protectors went up to the hill that is directly across from the road at Standing Arch. And it was probably about noon. The Warren County Sheriff's Department said that we were trespassing on private property and they were going to give us 2 hours to remove everything from the hill. At that point, there was probably about, I would say, close to 100 people up there. I was actually there with one of the elders here, and she decided that she wanted to be up there, that she needed to be up there. And I felt like I needed to protect her. There was probably, I want to say, about 400 police there. And we all circled around, and we interlocked arms. They started picking us off one by one. I had a gentleman who was on me from the Two Spirit Camp. They pulled him by his arm, but he was holding on with both arms on one by one arm. They started pulling him by his legs to try to get him off me. And that's when they grabbed me like behind my neck and like pushed me onto the ground. And that was kind of like when we were all zip tied. And there was about 76 of us that were taken that day.
And what were you charged with?
I was charged with engaging in a riot and trespassing. And so we were all being held on felonies without bond.
Were you in jail for a while? What ended up happening
In
terms of how'd you get out?
We were shuttled to Mandan. We were put in cages and separated probably about 15 people in each cage. And we were told to strip to our base layers, and some people were wearing shorts.
And what was the weather like?
It was cold. And especially during the night, it was probably about zero. After they told us we were in those cages, they started separating us. And we were told that we were all going to separate facilities and that we weren't going to be able to stay at the same facility. I was one of the 13 who was shuttled to Fargo. I was fortunately actually one of the last ones booked. So I got to get a hold of our legal help, the Water Protector Legal Collective. But unfortunately, after I was telling them about the conditions we were in and that we were being held without bond because they were saying that we were facing felonies, Cass County ended up blocking the legal defense number from everybody. Everyone tried to call so that we could get out faster. And every time you called, it said this number has been restricted.
So the number itself had been blocked somehow?
Yeah.
Have you talked to the legal counsel since then? Did they, from their end, did they notice that as well?
Yeah, they noticed that as well because there was an individual who was in Warren County who was trying to call, and it was blocked as well. It seems like they blocked them in every jail that we were at because they noticed that we were all calling the same number.
So since you were able to get through, what happened then?
We were in jail for 3 days. Well, the legal counsel ended up bailing everybody out. And you think 76 people times $500, that's a lot of money.
And where's that money coming from?
Donations. The Water Protector Legal Collective has raised a lot of funds to help out with the legal situation that's going on here.
And now I understand that the chairman, Archambault, is encouraging people to leave and that he's concerned about the flooding in the spring. You know, what's your plan in terms of going forward?
I really believe in this movement. And I wouldn't have stayed through winter and I wouldn't have endured as much as I've endured if I didn't believe in this movement. It's really crazy because the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe just released something else saying that they didn't say that we needed to leave. They were saying we needed a clean camp. So it's just, it changes every day. And we're living a completely different lifestyle than the regular American right now. I mean, we don't have running water. We're staying in tents. And I think a lot of people like it. I think that it's I feel like I'm living like my ancestors. And my great-great-great-grandfather was Chief Black Coal, and he was the last chief of the Northern Arapaho tribe. I feel like he would want me here.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
right,
it.
Thank
and
you.
Best of luck up there. Stay safe and warm.
I'll try.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That was Northern Arapaho member Micah Lott in North Dakota, where he is currently protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline.